Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
So I'm not sure if you've heard, but Headspace has a brand new show on Netflix called The Headspace Guide to Meditation, and it's out right now. There are 8 episodes, and every episode introduces a new technique, a new way of training the mind. And my hope is that there'll be something for everyone, no matter what's going on in your life right now. If you enjoy Radio Headspace, I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy Headspace Guide to Meditation too. It's out now, only on Netflix.
Headspace.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday morning. So I don't know about you, I think for a lot of people, procrastination is a real thing. I'm not someone who has necessarily, I think, caught up in too much of that in my life. And that's for better or worse, by the way. I'm not suggesting for a moment that's a good thing, because sometimes actually stopping to consider things, to reflect on things before we do something is a good thing. I'm probably the opposite, and I tend to sort of just jump into things without spending enough time thinking about them. You know, sometimes when we think about things too much, we can kind of get stuck in life. And I was reminded of this the other day. I was chatting to a friend, and she's been doing, you might know of a book, I think it's called The Artist's Way. I haven't read it, but I've heard about it from a number of people. And as part of this, she gets up every day. And for many, many years, by the way, I think maybe even 10 years, she's been doing this every single day. I think she has to write a certain number of words, or she has to do it right for a certain length of time, perhaps 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Regardless of whether she has anything specific or particular that she wants to write, she just has to write. And in doing that, even if there's the idea, well, I don't know what I'm going to write. Okay, well, you write that on the page. And the idea is almost that it helps us to sort of get out of our own way, to get out of our thinking mind, our procrastinating mind, our ruminating mind, and actually just getting on with something. Far too often, we spend so much time thinking about it, anticipating it, perhaps fearing how it might turn out or hoping how it might turn out, when in fact the real art, as I say, is just getting out of our own way and beginning the process. I remember when it was sort of in the early days of Headspace, and we were only two of us at the time. It was just me and Rich. That was it. That was the size of the team. And we were offered a book deal, you know, and it was to write three books. I'd never written a book before. And I remember going in there for the meeting. And the editor said, so would you like someone else to write it for you or would you like to write it yourself? I thought, well, that's a really weird thing to have someone else write the book. I didn't really understand how ghostwriting worked. So I said, well, sure, yeah, I'll write it. And she said, okay, great. You have 8 weeks. And 8 weeks, it might sound like a longish time. Actually, to write a whole book is really not much time at all. And I realised very quickly that the only way I was ever going to write that was to sort of shut myself away for 8 weeks. And I was very fortunate at the time. I was able to do that, and Rich took on a lot of the other work, and my wife was very understanding. I remember sitting down that first day, and the time pressure, although it may sound somewhat oppressive and might sound challenging sometimes in our lives when we have a particular time pressure, from a creative perspective, it's actually really helpful. Because there was no choice. I literally didn't have time to think about it. I just had to write and I had to deliver a certain number of words every day. Sure, it may not have necessarily led to the greatest work of art. I mean, my mum's read it, so that's nice. But there was something in that process where I wasn't really thinking about the finished product, the finished article or anything like that. I wasn't even really sort of thinking about the process of creativity. I was just writing. And in doing that, it allowed me to really move at a speed that I think would have otherwise been impossible. So whatever it is in your life that you feel stuck with, perhaps trying one of those approaches, either giving yourself a very particular timeline and saying, okay, well, this is how long I've got. Whether it's artificial or not, doesn't really matter, just working with a timeline. Or practicing that idea of, on a daily basis, just sitting down and doing it, or standing up and doing it, or whatever the activity might be. Essentially getting out of our own way so that we can engage with those things that we really love in life. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hey everyone, it's Rosie. If you're here, I assume you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on this show and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering all of your questions and giving advice on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you'll join us soon.
A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.